9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kinda bitchin'.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is Sorta Kinda Funny. All right, everybody, welcome back to another week of Sorta Kinda Funny. I'm your brother, James, in this not-so-family-friendly family podcast. And joining me is my co-host, my sister, mi hermana. Lauren, would you like to introduce yourself to everybody, please?
Hi, guys. I'm Lauren, and I'm the sister. And this is a very special week. And I know every time I say that, you kind of have a hint of what's happening. But James is going to start off, do a little housekeeping real quick.
All right. So first off, we're going to give a shout out to the pod of the month, Beard Laws. So Beard Laws, it's kind of like as if they were sitting at their favorite dive bar chatting about whatever pops into their brains. Lauren, I know you have a little more experience with this. How do you feel about Beard Laws part, the podcast?
Beard Laws is great. I love Beard Laws. If you guys want to see more, obviously you can go to deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Oh, but do we have a network? Oh my God, are we on a network?
Oh my God, good Lord. No, I was going to say the additional podcast of the month is Bacon Is My Podcast. And we are joined with Jimmy and Mike with us today. Woo!
Yeah.
Please start singing. We're so excited. You can tell me if I failed or not. This podcast is where bacon equals passion, and they are very bar style, very chill, relaxed here with their podcast. And they just talk with cool people and discover their passion. And they have episodes where they chat with other people and guests, and then they have episodes where they are with each other. But do you guys want to say anything else? Did I flunk that test?
I think you nailed it.
No, okay.
You nailed it. That was perfect.
That's fully encompassing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's very relaxed. I do feel like I'm with my friends, and it's like an after work thing. Like, take my shoes off, put my feet up, and it's just hang out with you guys.
There are no shoes here.
Yeah. Can we get a close up on that really fast?
No. You got to go to the Patreon there.
That's
buddy.
On the Patreon.
All feet shots are on the month. Get some feet action.
Patreon.com/bacon is my podcast.
That's right.
All the feet.
He picks up all kinds of
things. All right. We'll give everyone a second. We'll just a moment of silence while everyone goes to patreon.com and signs up really fast, and they pull out their wallets and they sign up.
But yeah, we're pretty laid back, and we just want to talk with people. We don't really like, we bring on a lot of musicians and wrestlers and paranormal personalities.
Yeah, people all from the same realm. Musicians, right. Wrestlers, yeah. Paranormal, all the same bracket, really, of people. All
yeah.
Those.
Yeah. Well, you got a cool story. Yeah.
Cookie cutter.
You know what? Story. You're cool to us,
those are all people with interesting backgrounds that got them to where they are.
That's it. Yeah.
That's true.
So that's for sure. Because that's really what we're interested in, honestly, is like anytime we can sit with somebody and be like, all right, why are you who you are? Why are you doing what you're doing? Yeah. What is it about you that kind of made this all happen?
Yeah.
Like, that's the more fun conversation for us.
Right. Because you can always bring a guest on and we with musicians, we're musicians ourselves. You could do the 101 things with the, where'd you get the band name? Who's your Mount Rushmore band?
Yeah. What kind of guitar strings did you choose, and why did you choose those in seventh grade and never go away from them because you feel some weird form of attachment to that brand?
That's actually a better question.
We have to ask that.
That's a good question.
With one of the guys from Day Show.
Okay.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, we want to try and let them let their guard down and you guys will kind of go through the gamut as well a little later on.
Yeah,
we're excited. We're nervous.
Our so break excited. The ice thing.
Yeah.
So, we just wanted to hang out and just talk about the things they wish they could talk about.
I love that. That's like awesome. Ours. When people tell us, like, listening to your podcast, just like hanging out with friends, I think that's the coolest compliment. You know, when people feel like they're there, that's what I feel like with you guys. It's great.
Thank you.
So, listeners, I know you know the rundown of what we do with guests. James, do you want to remind everybody what our thing is when we have guests on?
Yeah. So for all you guys
we beat them up. Sorry.
We throw rocks in your window and 3, 2, 1 shatter through their window. We hired someone in your local city to come assault you.
Oh, wow.
No. So we love doing our Would You Rather segments whenever we have guests. I feel like it tells a lot about somebody and some of the answers. Also, how far off of the original question can you take it really shows how are with the sort of kind of funny family.
Game on, baby. Yeah. Game on. Let's go.
Yeah. You want to talk tangents?
Yes. That's...
We talk tangents.
Our show is built on tangents. Right? Yeah.
It's the base. Yeah. All right, perfect. That's us. We get so far off topic and we're like, oh yeah, we must reel it in at some point. So if we get into
two
Would You Rathers, we made it.
That's a good episode, honestly.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good change.
Yeah, it's a good change. So, guys, is there anything else you'd like to say about your show, about yourselves personally, so our guests can get to know you?
So they can judge you, really.
Oh, you know what? You can feel free to judge us. Yeah. We are very judgeable people.
For sure.
We have a judgment-full podcast.
Yeah.
This is a judgment-full zone.
Okay. I love how it's not judgment-free. It's judgment-full. I love that.
Oh, yeah. All the way. All the way.
We're nothing but hot takes and controversy.
Ooh. That's right.
Here we go.
Spicy. Yes.
That's what we do here.
Cool.
Yeah. We probably not as much.
Not really. Not at all. But yeah, we just like to have, you know, I keep saying it. We just like to have a good time, have a couple of drinks with the buds and you know, try and get to know the creamy center of our guests.
We're going to get to the creamy center of y'all today.
We'll get to the double stuff of your Oreos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to double stuff y'all real good.
Okay.
Cue in the person.
Promises. Promises.
Cue someone throwing a...
I didn't freshen up that way.
Yeah. We also hired someone else
I mean, we could, we have Manscaped stuff. So
we do have Manscaped stuff. So,
and what's the code for that? You guys have a code?
Bacon pod,
20% off and free shipping.
You hear that, guys? 20% off.
That's right. Shave your beans.
All right. So anyway, so we're going to get into some Would You Rathers. I want to start by asking really fast. Do y'all have any Would You Rathers that when you hear that we're doing Would You Rathers, is there anything that like first pops in your mind that you're always like, oh, this always reminds me of this question, or
I don't know. Do you have any Would You Rathers that pop into your head immediately?
I mean, we have some of the Would You Rathers from the 7 questions for repeat offenders.
Right. Yeah. We've.
Yeah. Give it to me. I'm ready for this.
We have a couple. Like we have. So our show is broken into 2 parts, and since you guys are going to be guests, you'll have it. The first part is called What's Your Bacon in 7 Questions, where we ask the 7 questions that will get to the double stuffy Oreo. We will spelunk into your heart piece. And in that, there are some... There's not really Would You Rathers in the first one, though.
We have a whole second set
of questions for people that are on our show more than once.
Yeah. Do we want to give that away now? Or like,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. My
immediate was that just because like we came up with them more recently.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're going through the first one.
So we have one that we got rid of. Yeah. Okay. So the one I have, I'll give it to both of you guys now since it's not on our questions anymore. Which superpower would you rather have? Yeah. Would you rather have...
Which one is the most useless?
Well, this is a would you rather, though. Yeah. So we'll say, which would you rather have? Would you rather have color manipulation, the ability to manipulate all color, or cheese manipulation, the ability to shape and manipulate all cheese?
I'm going to say color.
Yeah, I'm going to say color too. Yeah. I don't know how often in my life cheese manipulation would come into factor.
Well, with cheese...
Have you ever eaten a cheeseburger and been like, I don't know what kind of cheese I want on my burger. Yeah. You know what? Every bite, I'm going to have a different one.
See,
yes, but I also be like, what if I had purple cheese on this burger?
Yeah. Hmm. See, and I'm thinking more diabolical. Like if someone's allergic to cheese, like a specific kind of cheese, and they're eating a different kind, I'd maybe change it to that. Maybe put them into a little anaphylactic shock.
So Lauren's evil.
Which is great, but you also picked
I know,
color
I did. I'm
for
saying
some
this
reason.
Is where my brain goes. And to keep me from turning into a villain, I'm going to go safe with colors.
Oh, I'm off. So
with great power. Yes, great responsibility.
I'm going to go full villain with the color. Are you kidding me? I can become invisible.
Sure.
I just make myself look like the colors all around me.
Yeah.
That's true. Ooh. You could chameleon it up.
Ooh, yeah.
It would get real dangerous real quick. I'm like, oh, is that a bank? AKA my piggy bank? Walking right in.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, yeah. I mean, the question I always pose is when they pick that is, what if you need a seat? And you can't make a seat with color. You make it with cheese, though.
You can make it with cheese.
You can.
That is true.
If you're homeless, that you could true. Be like a little, live on a
cheese house.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Always gonna happen.
If you're altruistic, you could just feed the world with cheese.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not.
Except for the lactose people.
Yeah.
Well, then you use hard cheese. Hard cheeses. Yeah. Just give them all Parmesan.
Yeah, okay.
And then it rains.
You become like the Christ of cheese. You're just like, eat unto this cheese, for it is my body. And you're just like,
you could be Jesus.
Jesus.
Exactly.
Oh, with the Easter theme. We love it.
Yeah,
I always thought that they really missed an opportunity for branding when they didn't rename the hosts Cheez-Its.
Yeah,
make them Jeez-Its.
Yeah,
Cheez-Its.
You know,
they did.
Mm.
Like a host, that's nothing. You crap ass flavorless wafer.
Host mm-hmm. unto himself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the Catholic Church, so I ate a lot of those.
Yeah. Oh. You do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was an altar boy. Never molested, though, even though I was very cute.
Well, that is a win if there ever was one. No cheese powers, but zero molestation.
Zero molestation.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Oh, God. We grew up Mormon.
Two for two.
So very religious. We feel that. We were not molested.
But we also did not feel the molestation.
We did not feel that.
Either,
right.
So.
You're right. We should clarify.
Oh, it's less prevalent in the Mormon.
Well, it is, because it's not as old. However, a lot of things are coming out that they like to hide.
I'd say less time for the assault, but still right in there and getting done. They're still taking advantage of it, unfortunately.
Sure.
You just go ahead and marry 5 16-year-olds instead.
Yeah. And there you nailed it. Mm-hmm.
Still think that that's
problematic,
assault.
Does that count? I think it probably counts.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say
God said so. So
judges,
you're under 18. Yeah. It's not good. It's never good.
Listen, if you marry me, I'll give you cheese powers. Really? I don't know. It's some book told me to say that.
That or colors. What's your pick? Yeah.
I read it in a hat once.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was a book, and then there was a guy
like a
named Maroney.
Yeah.
He came down. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you taking your pants off? Do I have to tell you you're going to hell if you don't? What's
going on? Is this what we're doing?
Is this the plan? Do you want that cheese still? She's still waiting.
That's the first question. Would you rather
be molested
old man
by a Catholic priest or have to marry an old man as a 16-year-old girl? These are wrong, guys, and we know these are wrong.
Everyone's driving their car like, oh my God. They're just like, this is insane.
It's not good.
Is that the real question?
No. You're like, when can I answer this?
Because I was like, I think I have an answer.
I'm going to go with Catholic priest on that one.
Me too.
Yeah.
100%. It's a lot less long-term.
Yeah, it's more permanent damage to your brain, but not the commitment part. You know
I've learned in my life how to get over shit, so I can work through that.
So you lied when you said that the Catholic priest didn't... I've learned from experience.
I lied when I said I wasn't upset about it.
No. You're right.
That was
right.
Cute.
But you were an altar boy. Is that the truth? Or
I was an altar boy. That is the truth. That is the truth.
Two truths and a lie. Like, which one really happened?
That's...
I was molested by a priest, a bishop, and a cardinal. Which one's not
We all
true?
Walked into a bar.
All these religious beings. Oh, this is great.
Macarena.
All right. Wow. What's guys, I want you to dig deep in yourself and figure out what is your personal trauma and share it with us right in. First question. Would you rather be in a reality where Jurassic Park is real or Ghostbusters is real?
Oh,
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah,
Ghostbusters.
I
actually just saw Ghostbusters, the newest one.
Oh, yeah. Did you like it?
Was it good?
I saw it on Saturday.
I did like it. I did like it. If you're looking for like a life-changing movie that's going to rivet you from beginning to end,
this isn't it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's not going to
happen.
But if it's
like,
gonna,
if you're looking for it, don't look here, but it's still good.
Right.
But if you want to be entertained and you're a Ghostbuster fan,
and you want a good like solid 2 hours to get out of your head and get away from the world, this is a
you're movie. Not mad at it. Okay.
No,
I liked the last one.
With the women?
Me too.
Or wait.
No. There was a...
Nobody liked that one.
Okay, Afterlife. Why do they keep remaking Ghostbuster? Like, this is...
So this isn't a remake. This is a...
Right.
This is a continuation of the original two.
Okay, because I know the guys, Bill Murray and the other guys in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is supposed to be a continuing. Okay.
These are sequels, And then I think the women were a full remake.
That was like a...
I don't think it was canon
that was a reboot.
Yes. Oh,
so the other one with the guys was continuing. It was like two...
Yes, yeah. it's picking up where the child of one of the Ghostbusters is discovering that ghosts exist. And
the popcorn buckets, I will say, less problematic than Dune, but really, really cool.
Less problematic than Dune.
What's it called? They're like the energy
proton
packs or whatever that they kept.
Yeah,
the
they're proton
the,
packs.
The traps. No,
yeah.
The
traps.
That's the trap. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I didn't see
those
that.
Are the popcorn buckets for,
I didn't see that
for
as
this
an option.
Movie.
I didn't see the option for the Dune bucket either.
You know, and I looked for that one. I looked for the Dune bucket everywhere.
Yeah,
they were all
sitting
out, weirdly enough. So.
I mean, I have a drawer at home that could use a Dune bucket.
I have a hole in the wall in my house that I made.
You just measured
for it. I'm like, oh no, it's behind this wall.
It goes into the apartment next door. We have a little thing. It's fun.
Yeah. They're like, why do you keep putting popcorn buckets
in there? Is that rats though? Just thrusting into the drywall. Fantastic.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are back to glory. We are back to glory.
Yes.
Made it.
We are. Praise be his name. Praise be the bucket. But anyway, that's the one thing I know about the new movie is that it's like the trap bucket. And it looks really cool for the popcorn bucket. But I don't know. The movie looks cool. So
yeah, it was good.
It's worth excited. It. It's worth a visit.
I was, I've always been like a huge Ghostbusters fan.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like when I was like three or four, I had like a jumpsuit. It was the one piece jumpsuit. It was pajamas, and I would never take them off.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Literally never take them for school. I'd try to go with them. My parents are like, no, you can't go out with them. And I'd put regular clothes over them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
My shirt would be all like rumpled up.
That's precious.
They, actually,
it's your secret identity.
Right. Exactly.
You're sweating then, under the layers.
Right.
Oh, it was awful. Yeah, I would imagine.
Everyone's making fun of you,
awful.
But deep down, you're like a full-on anime character. They're like, they don't know that actually I'm here to protect them from.
Exactly.
If they only knew.
Yeah.
My parents.
You're like, busting makes me feel good. Like, you
that's
can't
right.
say that.
No, it's not right. Yeah.
My parents actually bought another pair, so this way, when I fell asleep at night, they'd take me out of it, put me back in a new one, and wash it.
To what? Right.
I just refused to take
the
it
only
off.
Way to
parenting.
Do it,
yeah. Perfectly
hack.
Done.
The parenting hack.
He was 14.
Yeah. I was 14.
Just under 15.
A solid 28 years old.
Yeah. So, do you guys like the Jurassic Park movies as much? Or
love them.
Okay, so you like the movies.
Love
you
them.
Just don't want to live in that reality where you could die.
No, if my risk is being slimed by an overeating dud versus being ripped apart.
Risk? I think you mean kink. Let's be honest here.
Versus being ripped apart by a velociraptor, I think.
I know my son would definitely, my son's a huge, huge Jurassic Park, Jurassic World nerd. And I mean that in the most endearing way.
Yeah,
I'm a nerd as well, he would definitely pick Jurassic Park.
Oh, he would, yeah.
But I don't think he knows how to actually wrangle a velociraptor.
No.
Like, I think he sees Blue, and it's terribly misrepresented.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
he'd have a clicker, and then he'd get eaten.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I got this.
Yeah, yeah. Pause doesn't do anything. Gone. James, would you pick Ghostbusters? Or?
I'm going Ghostbusters for sure.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, in one scene, someone's getting head in the middle of the night from a ghost. If that's a reality that I have to, like, accidentally live in, I'm choosing that one. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oops.
Oops. Yeah. That's
That's
honey, I wasn't cheating. The ghost blew me when I was asleep. What do you want from me?
Once again, Bustin' makes me feel good.
Bustin' makes me feel fantastic. I'm chilling in that reality.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might crash into a flying dinosaur if the reality is the Jurassic Park's there. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go fly today. And they're like, oh, you know, there's rain hazard, lightning hazard. high intensity dinosaur activity in the area.
Pterodactyls.
Maybe I'm not going flying like, today. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I'll cancel.
There's a flock of pterodactyl.
I wonder if Delta gives you shit about getting a refund at that point. It's like,
there's dinosaurs. Like,
is it COVID? No, sorry.
I think they'd have to. Yeah. It's like, it's just anything that's not controlled. I don't know. I feel like they try to honor it at least.
Like, we have no control over the dinosaurs. I'm like, bitch, shoot them out of the fucking sky.
They
like,
were once extinct, do it again.
Yeah, every MD-11 now is going to have like rockets on it and every fucking like.
There's just rocket launchers. Just
airplane you go on, just every airplane has just guns on it. Like, you know, it's the world we live in. Some kid chose that over the Ghostbusters world.
I'm definitely going to want the wing seat then. Yeah. Wing window seat is going to be the most expensive seat ever.
You're witnessing everything.
It's also a gunner seat. Like, you're going
to. Yeah.
You have to start shooting.
You work feel for
safe?
It.
Right. Yeah.
Do you feel safe opening the door in case of emergency?
You got to open the door and you also have to man in the turrets. Yeah.
It's like Luke when he has to shoot and Han's like, just shoot, kid. And you're like, you're clueless. You're like, okay.
Oh my God.
Right. Well, I was just on the Millennium Falcon. Interesting. And I was a gunner.
Okay. How'd that go?
Well, I'll tell you what. It was one button. So yeah. I think I did pretty well.
Right.
You're just.
It was just hitting the wall. I didn't like that you couldn't. Like gun it.
You couldn't turn the gun.
And you're like, okay, I'm just pushing a button.
Yeah, I was
the gunner too, and I was like, what is this? Like, I can't go up or down, left or right, just shoot. Like,
yeah.
I was maintenance. We're the shittiest pilot of all time.
Yeah, I was gonna So you were very active.
I was like, this woman's not even trying.
She's not even
like, what does this button do? Just slam you guys into the ground.
Yeah, she's just sitting there like, my kids are having a good time. And I'm like, bitch, fly!
I mean, move that stupid kid. You're like, what?
You're ruining this for all of us.
Yeah, this is for adults. This is not for children. The Star Wars realm should not be for little kids. They didn't grow up with
it. I will say, my kids did okay. They were the pilots.
That's cool.
The lady said, you guys are going to be the pilots. And I was like, no, they're not. No.
You're like, he's three. Yeah.
They're like, no. It'll be good. And I'm like,
yeah.
Better not mess this up. Don't mess this up for me.
We came here for
this. Don't mess this up. Yeah.
That's why I fell.
They did all right.
This is the one ride Daddy wanted to be on.
In a world where podcasts have become bland and stale, one podcast dares to stand above. Barrel Age Flicks Podcast.
We're reviewing drinks,
breaking down movies, busting each other's balls,
and we're big in Hong Kong.
Barrel Age Flicks Season 4. It's in the bottle.
Yeah, yo!
Available on Spotify, Apple Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, TikTok, YouTube, Patreon, and OnlyFans.
Would you rather be famous on the internet or in real life?
Internet. Just so that I have privacy and it's not like only a few people know me. I mean, if it's a lot, it's still not everyone. You could still travel and do things with some privacy.
Yeah, I think too. Internet. Yeah. Internet for the same reason, just so I could.
Like, I'm going real life.
You have your, because you can still influence people in whatever, you have that platform, but it's not. And then if you wanted to make it more public, I feel like you have that opportunity, but. James, you choose.
I'm a selfish bastard. Yeah,
you choose. That's okay. Life. You want fame.
I want fame.
Hey.
I don't know. I don't know.
Y'all are musicians. I mean,
the musician in me is kind of like, it'd be cool to have people come to shows and stuff. But then, but now like the new school musician, nobody goes to shows anymore.
Right.
It's like, all right, well.
Where are you guys located? Like, where do you perform?
You're in New York.
Yeah, and what's your social security number?
Can you get your address? Like
0-0-4.
Yep.
We're in
waiting.
We're in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you really? York. That's cool.
Yeah. Cool. Yep. Mike's social security number is 324-66-0221.
Perfect. Yep. And I hope everyone had a pen.
Whatever poor bastard actually has that as their social security number.
That might have been like one or two too long. I thought you were gonna be like 666.
Right.
Six.
Like, oh. They're like, Mike, what?
Wow.
That's intense. Wait, you guys have separate bands. You're not in the same band.
Correct.
We have separate bands.
Gotcha. Well, we all play music together as well.
Oh, so
okay, cool.
Shout out. What
if you look up? If you look up, if you look up, Bacon Is My Passion.
Yes,
there is music.
Okay.
Connected to Bacon Is My Podcast.
Yeah.
What are your bands? I'm in a band called Craving Strange.
And I'm in a band called Something Heavy.
Yes.
Very cool.
What kind of music? What y'all's genre?
Craving Strange is like if Green Day and the Foo Fighters and Cheap Trick were in a brawl.
Oh, sick. Those are all fantastic yeah. bands.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then for me, I don't know, what would you say?
It's like opera. Like, well.
Yeah. Yes.
Fantastic.
Fergie, Jesus.
It's a Christian kind of rock band.
Fergie and Jesus.
Yeah, it's like it's heavier. So it's metal with yeah. With like poppy hooks.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely hooky metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
And Bacon is my passion is a chameleon.
Yeah, Bacon is my passion is whatever.
We had to write a song for a vampire movie where
yes,
where
we did, which was
where
cool.
a Teton tarantula is kind of bar. Nasty bar band
Dust Till Dawn vibe.
Yeah. Or if we want to do rock music, we'll do rock music. It's just whatever we want.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Very that's cool. super cool. Yeah. We love music yeah. in our family.
We'll
so
have to tag.
Definitely gonna check y'all yeah. out.
This one's nasty. Would you rather chug 1 gallon of ketchup or tongue kiss a chimp for 5 minutes?
What?
Yep.
I definitely do the ketchup. Yeah. But I know that he's not a big ketchup guy.
I don't like ketchup at all.
You into chimps?
Do I know the chimp?
Are you into chimps?
Are you into ketchup?
Is the chimp like? Is this a trained chimp?
They're trying to kiss on your voluptuous lips.
See if it's. I mean, what kind of chimp are we talking here? Like,
it's cute.
Certain.
I mean, it's a little
chimpanzee kind.
Chimp.
Is it like not like chimp?
Is it like Bubbles? Like Michael Jackson's chimp?
Oh God,
he was cute.
What if it was
like, come over
like
here.
Mojo Jojo from like Powderpuffs?
Powerpuff Girls.
I think I would have to do the ketchup for two reasons. One, chimps could rip your face off. Two, they throw their poo at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you get 11 minutes and 30 seconds in.
So,
which means if they don't throw it at you, you know that they've thrown it at somebody already.
Yeah. Right.
It's been in their hands.
It's been in their hands. Yeah. And I would say, yeah, ketchup. I know I'm going to throw up in that regard. So let me just get that yeah. over with. Vomit. I'm not down for tongue. They'll bite you. I feel like they would just claw oh, yeah. the shit out of your face. You have very low off, yeah. survival of having your same face that you started with. So,
yeah.
I mean, unless you're into chimps and animals, which we're not.
Is that your thing?
We're not.
Not so much. Mm. I mean, I can't say I haven't tried and then figured out that I didn't like it,
sure.
but I can just go on my own kind of like
fantasies.
I don't think that's something I'd be into.
Yeah.
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 And if you already know
you're
that
deep, you just know deep down you are or are not into chimps. It's not something you yeah. have to like figure
you're
out.
Into
I don't think,
human
yeah,
beings.
I don't think you have
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm more of into I'm yeah. into human beings. Yeah. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, I think
I'm proud of you that's... for that.
I'm proud of me for that too.
Yeah.
I do love that chimps just.
I mean, we all went to college, right? Like we all.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, we all party with a chimp.
We all experiment.
Too.
We all experiment in college.
Sure, sure. A little male here, a little female here, a little chimp here, a little zebra.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I really do love how chimps walk around like this though.
There, that is sexy.
They just kind of all walk
see,
around like
it this. Is sexy.
It is arousing.
It's interesting.
He was, guys, nice, for the I'm listeners like, who did not see, hands up in the air, wiggling around. Like,
yeah, that's how a chimp walks.
Think about
that's that. Exactly how it is.
Yeah.
He did a great representation for them.
That's one of my favorite things in the world to do is I'll just go into stores with my friends and then just squat down really far, grab them by the hand to pretend like I'm their pet monkey, just walk around. I love doing that.
You're lying. You don't.
Nice. We get some nice. Good looks. I do that. I will send you videos.
We need to get you a little hat, like the little yeah. hat, like the organ grinder.
Yeah. Hold a banana yeah. in the yeah. other hand.
I'm right. always like, ooh, ooh.
That's precious. Walking,
and they're like, James, get back here. And I'm like, ugh. And I just take,
I'm going to
yeah,
buy you
fun.
A leash, like an animal leash. Just like do that.
Like the backpacks
yeah,
for kids.
Yeah, yeah, but it's.
Nice.
Oh, those yeah. are great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
James, do you want to like pick the last one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Would you rather have a 10-hour dinner with your least favorite political figure? So for me, that's like basically any political
yeah.
figure. I don't
yeah,
really
say,
love
oh my God.
Yeah.
Or attend a 10-hour concert of a music group that you cannot stand. Oh.
Wait, you can't. Oh, you, okay.
That's hard.
But you can't stand.
Yeah, someone that you hate, like their music, their style, all that stuff. Or.
Wait, they're both 10 hours? They're both 10 hours?
10 hours.
Hours.
10 hours.
That's a. Ooh. A marathon.
Wow.
I think I almost want to say the person because it's not as loud and exhausting as a full concert, but then with the I hate all of those options. None are fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think
both sound horrible.
Yeah.
I think I would go with the concert purely because, so at any concert, no matter how good or bad the concert is,
alcohol.
And if it's really bad, I can find people that have drugs. You can always find people with drugs.
Sure. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You don't think you're going to be able to find drugs and alcohol with a politician? For sure. And it's probably expensive drugs too.
It's going to be like Viagra and
cocaine. Yeah. Nailed it.
He's like, I take this to get my dick up. I take this to keep my heart going. I take this to keep it. You're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Right.
I take this to forget my wife. I take this to forget my second wife.
Only the best.
Yeah. I think
it's only the best cocaine.
My taxes. Yeah. Right. This is.
Yeah.
So I think
this is Pfizer. This is Moderna. Oh, you're like, oh God.
But at the concert, you could find people to do those drugs with.
Hang out with them.
That were like, yeah, more. There's more people there,
right?
Involved.
Yeah.
So you could like, you could find people to like, yeah. There's snack. You can talk to other people. You can make it a thing. Like I've been to concerts I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, or I've been to festivals that are all day, and like, there are some bands that are great, and there are some bands that you're like, wow, this one's not doing it for me today.
Yeah.
And how quickly did it take you to go find those drugs? You know, on those hypothetically on those situations, how long did it take you to go find those?
It's pretty easy to find the people with the drugs. It's that's not a hard thing to do.
You look for the right
follow
person.
Your nose.
Yeah.
And you know what?
But for you personally,
and these people are most of the time very willing and kind to share. They're very which is great.
Yeah, when you're a kid and they're like, someone's going to offer you drugs, don't you dare take it. I'm like, who the fuck is just giving away drugs, first of all? And second of all, the people that are giving them away are the people that I want to be friends
they're
with.
They're nice.
Because
they're
nice.
Depends on what drugs.
And usually super fucking chill. Yeah, but I mean.
We're going to talk about.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you can smell weed across the room.
Oh, yeah. And then
you could smell across the state.
if you find the guy that's like that has like that's really excited about like three or four different business opportunities.
Yeah. And
you know that he's.
Yeah. You know, have I taught you about crypto? It's up, it's down, it's left, it's right.
Yeah, right. Oh, you're like, okay, all right. You're clenching your jaw a lot. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's chat. Let's make this work. Let's make a deal real quick. So what would you
I'm stuck here for 10 hours.
Mike, what would you pick? Would you do the
I guess I'd go with a concert just because
He sold me on it.
You don't have to. He sold me on drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even do drugs, but 10 hours of anything is gonna make me do drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus I don't like talking politics, period.
Oh yeah.
No amount of alcohol could fix that.
Ooh, you know what though? I do love to argue.
That's what, like, you can kind of mess with them.
I can argue for 10 hours. Yeah. I could definitely. Oh, so you put me in a room with somebody that like my least favorite and I could just chastise and argue and make fun. And that would be fun.
For 10 hours though? Anything for 10 hours is.
Yeah, that's 10 hours. No concert. Yeah. Still saying that.
10 hours is a long.
You almost turned me around there. You almost turned me around.
I think I'm going to go with concert too. I'm going to sway that way. Snacks, drugs. I don't know. You could nap maybe. No, I guess you can't nap. It's 10 hours.
It's just you hear music just in the background. Dude. You're trying to sleep.
If you do enough drugs, you'll nap.
That's true.
That's true.
Pass out one way or another.
Yeah. Sex, drugs, and cock and roll is what I'm saying.
There you go.
Perfect.
All right. That's an interesting thing to look for, but cool.
We're going to look for dick at this concert.
Anybody got any cock and roll here at this concert?
I'm walking the first thing I'm looking for.
I'm looking for cock and roll.
I'm like the Terminator over there. I walk in, I'm like drugs acquired, dick
the
acquired.
Dickinator.
I'm
looking. Yeah, yeah.
But then you got to do coke off something.
Yeah. I'll be back with cocaine. Keep your dick hard for me.
I'll be back. Perfect.
I'll be back.
Good Lord.
Come on, you're back.
All right. On that very special note that James just hit, guys, we always ask for people to share a confession because we usually do kind of funny confessions at the end of ours that people write in. If you have one, great. If not, I told them maybe 2 hours ago about this because I totally spaced. If you have one, do you mind sharing? If not, that's okay.
Well, I know one of you is that you were touched by a priest, so you don't have
I
to.
I told you, I wasn't.
Doesn't
I
regret
it's,
it.
No matter how.
You're right. It's okay. You're
no matter how
place.
Much I blew my hair dry that day, no matter how no matter how cute I looked, no matter how cute I looked, a lot of chapstick.
Were you just swinging the candle like,
very suggestive.
But it, I did pass out once from holding the essence
candle. Knocked you out. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was like, I had to kneel. You know, and this no up, touching, down, but I was kneeling. Up, I was down. Kneeling. And so I'm kneeling, and it's just going up into my face, and I just like it's just right over. Well, so I you go first, and I'll try and come up with a good confession.
All right. So it was a real quick one. I mean, like I've talked about things on the show. One of my guilty pleasures is mustard and potato chip sandwich.
Wait, hold on. Okay, bread, mustard. Yeah. Potato chips like Lay's, just plain?
We did a whole podcast on it. The world is your oyster.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different chips.
Do you have a favorite or one that we should try?
What is your go-to?
All right. So.
Hold up.
Back in the days when white bread was acceptable.
Sure.
I used to like some straight up Wonder Bread. Kettle cooked potato chips.
Yeah.
The Cape Cods are pretty banging.
Yeah, that's cool.
Crunchy.
Yeah, but keep it standard. And yellow mustard.
And those bread. Just that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
I wrote an essay in college for it. I didn't last long in college.
Did you fail? I wrote.
But you did write that essay.
I didn't go.
You can say that you did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your grade?
Did anyone? Yeah, I was gonna say, what's your grade? And did anyone try it based off of your?
Oh no! I got a B plus.
Yeah, you did. That's impressive.
There you go.
It was a well thought out. I'm not a terrible writer.
You had a thesis. Terrible you stuck to your points. School, right.
Yeah.
Right. I like that. Yeah.
But that's something I've said on the show. But I kind of came up with something. I cry at the end of fucking every movie, just about every movie. And I'm always like I'm cool.
Yeah, no, it's not emotional. No, that's sweet. That's a good one.
Something
Like, does it matter the genre or basically
just
any
a horror
movie?
Film?
It feels like
movie.
Saw 4. Yeah,
yeah. On the overall, I'm a crier at movies.
That's a good confession. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
That's a good way
to
release
emotions.
That
yeah, I like that. That's a good one.
Until the last time I cried, I have zero emotions. It's not healthy. That's my.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah.
Come on, Jimmy.
So okay, crying. At
well, okay. So like immediately, I try and think of like okay, if I'm confessing to something, it's got to be something like
forgive us. Sort of.
It's got to be sin related.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, like I've definitely cried at movies. I cry during songs. Like there are certain singers that can like bring me to tears.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Prince. Absolutely.
For me.
Spice Girls.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Hannah Montana.
One Direction.
Yeah. But if I was going to go with like confession sin type stuff that I haven't already said on the show.
The Deadly
the show,
Sins. Yeah.
I had a threesome in the back of a New York City taxi cab with a person that I just with two people that I just met in line to get into a concert.
Wait.
And we also did drugs in the back of the taxi.
This is not a lie. This is not a lie. What were you in line for? I need details. Not too many, but what line were you waiting in?
We were in line to see a concert. I don't remember the concert.
I don't remember
the concert, but it was a friend and I, and we met two people.
You had a threesome with a friend?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that.
Okay.
And so we met these two people in line, and we were hanging out with them, and we were going somewhere else to like to go to another bar or something afterwards. And one of them got into the car with us, and the other one got into a different car with some other people. And while we were the three of us in the car on the way to the place, we had a threesome.
That is a good confession.
I'm
proud of you.
It's so funny. It's so funny that you like. They're like, it's such a good confession, and I'm like, of course he did.
Yeah, because we don't know you guys.
I'm completely unfazed by this news.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not the first threesome I've heard you have.
No, there was a period in my life where. Yeah.
This is a regular thing.
There was a period in my life where I found myself in those kind of situations.
Yeah.
So I have a question. With your relationship with your friend after this, and you said this out a few times, did things change or was it like normal? Like you guys were
totally normal. Yeah, totally fine.
Yeah. Totally normal. That's a good friend.
Yeah.
It's a good friendship. A good
friend. Yeah.
I've seen you naked. You've seen me naked. You've seen me do heinous things. I've seen you do heinous things to someone.
To me.
There's, yeah, there's, a, there's yeah, an even, there's yeah. an even thing there where it's just kind of like, where it's kind of like, okay,
yeah,
we experienced this. We did this. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Very cool. This is, I will say, you know, you're like surprised by our outcomes. This is probably the most wild, scandalous, you know, I think this is an amazing confession, but that we've ever had. Oh, people have said more tame okay. things. So this is fun. Our listeners are like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, our confessions are, mine are usually on par with that. Sure. Those are usually the ones I'm doing in Lauren's usually like, I cry at the end of movies. So
that's our relationship.
Which we have seen as far as they go.
I'm the sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the sister.
I'm the filthy.
Here we go.
Horrendous.
That's James.
Disgusting.
Well, I know that 2024 was the beginning of your horror.
Yeah. Yeah. We started that phase. It's not going well.
Yeah.
It's not going well.
Your trampage, if you will.
Yes, my
thank you.
2020 horror season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are 3 months in.
Zero horror just been
I'm not doing any horror anymore either, so it's all
good. Yeah, that's good. It's good.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, guys, so thank you so much for joining us with our guests. If you guys have any plugs, again, we already talked about your music, but plug everything you guys want to do, your music, your podcast.
We are located, I mean, just like it's a portal to everything, which is baconismypodcast.com. Sure. You can get to our music, you can get to our sponsors, you can get to all of the links wherever you listen.
Your names.
Our names, our social security numbers.
Yes.
If you missed it earlier in the show. Go to baconismypodcast.com. All of the socials are at baconismypod, and we have stuff coming out. Man, it's like three times a week. So this has been fun, but we have a promo video that's coming out tomorrow on our feed.
Yeah.
With you guys.
With you guys.
Love it. Yay! Yes.
So tomorrow you can jump over to anywhere, any streaming service.
And StrangerhoodTV.com.
And StrangerhoodTV.com if you want to see the video version of anything and everything that we do. And you can pick up right where we left off here.
Yeah. And then we're going to have a full episode Monday. So then you're going to see them even more.
Twice. Three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are obsessed with us and them and all of
and we love it.
Love it. Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much. This was so fun.
Thank you.
Love your honesty.
Thank you guys so much for joining.
Yeah. The honesty.
Yeah.
We felt it. Sorry, we rung hard a lot on that Ultra Boy molestation joke.
As but, you should have.
That's all right.
As you should.
As we should. James, do you want to teach him our little sign out and everything?
Yeah. So whenever we end our episodes, we always end with text me if you want to hang out. And then Lauren always says bye. So if one
but like
of you
in
wants
a fun
say,
way, you got to do like a bye, like a really annoying.
Oh. Yeah. As annoying as you can possibly get.
Yeah.
So.
We hate Lauren over here.
So. Does one of you guys want to
say text
me if you
want to
hang out?
No, you're way better at being annoying.
I'm probably way better at being annoying.
Yeah. Okay. I could work on it, but
this is just natural for me. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, so
I was made for this.
So I say text me if you want to hang out. That's my line. Line. Mm-hmm. Line.
Yep.
Text me if you want to hang out.
Bye.
That's perfect.
Bye. Thank you.
Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.
This podcast is not for grandmothers or infants.